Hi there, this is Sammy, and I'm president of Spiritual Science and ESP Lab, and we have a monthly conference call last Sunday of every month, focusing on spiritual subjects. This month, we're focusing on the bounty of the universe, and I would say today is a good day to be alive, and we have a little chant that we've been doing that affirms that. And I'm going to open with that. Money's falling out of the sky. Rocky Mountains get high. It's a good day to be alive. Got grapes growing all mine. So anyway, that's a little chant we've been rolling around here. And with the affirmation that it's a great day to be alive. We're focusing on the bounty of the universe today. It starts with breath, a breath of life, which is something to be thankful for. And another day is something to be thankful for. As we focus on the bounty of the universe, and we think of ourselves as microcosm, macrocosm, a miniature version of the universe we are, and our power star on the front of our newsletter, symbol of infinity and universal cosmic forces that are there when we choose to turn to them to bring us a better life experience and a greater experience of the bounty of the universe. When we consider the universe, we consider an expanding universe made up of millions of stars, millions of galaxies, expanding ever more rapidly. And that's the nature of the bounty of the universe. The universe is not limited. In our physical bodies have chosen to limit the infinity of our spiritual selves into a physical body so that we might have the opportunity to expand our awareness and our understanding. But as we turn to our power star, and we have symbols of Mars, the Sun, Venus, the Earth, Jupiter, Mercury, Saturn, and the Moon, these are all divine archetypes and celestial bodies that are related to each one of us in terms of we consider our chakras, for example, our chakras with the root chakra at the base of the spine, and as we go up, we have a red, orange, yellow, green at the heart, blue at the throat chakra, indigo at the brow, red-violet at the top of the crown, and the white light. It mirrors the same energy of our power star, so our power star is a symbol of the universe and the universal forces and infinite creative energies, and it is mirrored in each one of us as the solar system, with you and me and each one of us being an individuated solar system and our chakras being aligned with the celestial influences. But again, we have to tune into it and we have to bond with it or have fun with it or be energized with it. But our power star is a reminder of the infinite relationship we have with the universe, and it's a call to those celestial influences to awaken within us so that we can celebrate the bounty of the universe through the knowledge of the divine archetypes within each one of us. So anyway, that's a beginning idea for what we're talking about today. But when we get back to the basics and we think of our lives in the physical, that's the first thing that we do every morning as we awaken. We take a deep breath, and that is a great blessing. And for me, I am thankful for each breath. And as we practice Thanksgiving, it only aligns us with positive creative forces, and that which we choose to be thankful about multiplies. So as we are thankful for a breath today, it helps lead into a breath for tomorrow and a better quality of life. So one element of experiencing the bounty of the universe is to tune into your power star on the front of your newsletter and know that it represents a connection with universal forces, and it is a reminder that we all have all of those celestial divine archetypes within us. We have the red energy of passion and action, the orange of illumination, the yellow of effectiveness, the green of the heart chakra, our loving nature, our communion with nature, the blue in the throat chakra representing the sky, infinity, creativity, strength, infinity, the indigo of the brow chakra indicating our higher mind, physical self, with the red violet of our crown chakra representing discipline and the ability as we reach to white light of Isis or the moon, which it represents our communion with spiritual selves. So any event, let's be thankful. And what do we have to be thankful for today? Well, we have Isaac who's going to play us a song. That's something to be thankful for. Isaac who's coming over here to participate, and he cooked a fabulous meal last, shared it with his generosity. We tune into the energy of thankfulness, our good multiplies. So what do we have to be thankful for today? Well, how many blessings do we have? We have another breath. We have another day to live. We have all of us here have had clean water to drink, blue skies. We certainly have birds singing around the sanctuary. We have puppies around the sanctuary. Here in the sanctuary, we have friends and music. And as we choose to tune into Thanksgiving, we're tuning into a creative energy that multiplies good. So on the other hand, we could be cursing. We could say, this is wrong, and that is wrong, and that is bad. And as we focus our magical divine in that direction, not surprisingly, more negative things happen to people who are focused on the downside. So today, we're working, focus on the good side, we're thankful about. Someone is really hard into their phone. You hit our mute and turn that off, or just step back from the microphone since we're recording this. And we want to hear something other than someone's just regular breathing. So any event, here we are. We're thankful that you're here today, that we have Lab for the mountains. Thankful for this experience of life. And now, I think it would be fun if Isaac would play a song for us. You up for that, Isaac?
Well, sure, Sam.
Okay, now. What's the name of this song? What's it about?
I think it's letting the good thing be on time. What would what? Don't really know how to differentiate what God's doing to you in your life at this time. How what you call the bad things could all of a sudden blossom into good things.
Right.
So just let it go. God's got it down.
Hey. That's what. Oh, my Thank you now. Thank you now.
Thank you.
We're now going to just turn to our green light meditation that we have in our newsletter, and we're tuning in the energy of the earth, and we're tuning into the energy of all the plants, all the green growing things, all of nature. And so, have your newsletter. Turn to your second page. If you don't have your newsletter, you can just follow along. Oh, sorry. We're still in July. We're on the light. So we're switching to the green light shortly in August, so that's why I had it on my mind. But the blue light is on the throat chakra. It is on the ray of the sky and the ocean. It's on the ray of infinity. So let us turn to the freedom-seeking, creative power of the blue light, of healing, strength, life with protection. Let's celebrate and have fun as we experience the living light of the blue, bright blue sky and the infinite oceans in tune with the power personalities of Zeus, Marduk, and Shiva. Let us tune in to the infinite nature of the blue light as we experience wholeness, wellness, peace, protection, prosperity, renewal, and new life with the power of the sparkling blue light. Let's make this our third or extra light attunement period for each day of July and know that we are all uplifted and helped by participating. So play with us. Just find a peaceful place in which to relax and focus your complete attention on the infinite source of all. or simply God if the term is okay with you. Let your imagination fill in any blanks. Know that there is always a response from the infinite. Feel it as a shaft of white light beaming down on you ever so lovingly. Bask in the light and let it do a super cleansing on your aura. Then, when you feel ready, invite the light to turn its electric blue fire and continue. I feel the blue light flooding my aura and being with its love, super cleansing, healing, growth, and strength with spirituality, effectiveness, clarity, fun, and enthusiasm, attraction, freedom, relaxation, sensuality, perspective, healing power, psychic, spiritual, and material plane growth with laughter, humor, joy, ectoplasm, and extra fun with love. As it burns, loves, laughs away, purifies, and or completely annihilates anything in or near me that is blocking my ability to manifest wonderful progress in all areas of my life. I accept good cheer and good health with celebration, charisma, and success. I am filled to the happy, loving, overflowing point now, so I gladly share my good by directing this energy to flow out to all those participating today and our special Nightlight members, and through our personal experiences to our ESP lab. Let's feel thanks with the wonderful surge of fresh power as the great circuit is completed and the great energy flows back to me. Thanks for the light. I'm going to share my letter of the week, which is a new moon letter. We do have the new moon in action as of yesterday, and new moons are great. They're good for setting in motion our path for the next 28 days. Our thoughts do shape our reality, and as we focus on good thoughts and thankful thoughts and blessed thoughts, we're only shaping our reality in that direction. So my letter for the new moon is focus on the light and celebrate victory. And it goes out to all the folks who help support our ESP lab with a thanks for that support. I love our lab, and I know that you do too, and together we can make it better and better. As we make ready for the next cycle on the spiral of growth, let us each focus on our individual and personal connection to the divine. The life of the material plane has regular challenges. We grow by moving through these and transcending them. Our magical affirmational chants created by founder Al Manning are just what we need to make our lives better. So tune in to the peace, protection, love of the infinite source of all and declare, Rama Agni, send the light to me. Rama Agni, send the powerful light to me. Sweep away the things that harm. Let them cause me no alarm. Rama Agni, send the light that sets us free. Rama Agni, send the light to me. Rama Agni, send electric blue to me, and we heal our bodies and affairs. Bring creative thoughts to bear. Rama Agni, send the light that sets us free. Let's use the Rama Agni chant to sweep away the things that harm and then heal our bodies and affairs. Al was always into each individual personalizing them, and you can do this by changing the names of the power personalities in sync with the rhythm of the syllables. So you can change Rama Agni to Ma Osara, Higher Power, God Almighty, Mama Isis, Lovely Shiva, Pan Osiris, as examples of how you can personalize this magic. Use the chants daily, memorize them till they play a consistent, constant song in your head. This is a good thing for you to do right now. When you use the electric blue chant, know that the power of the blue light is infinite. It will work for you to bring healing to yourself or anyone in need and bring true creativity into your every undertaking. You can also charge your aura with the blue light as you turn to the magnificent transformative power of Shiva, divine power of positive change. Lovely, powerful Shiva, God of sweeping change, sweep away the lesser, shut it out of range, leave the beauty and the light, bright, complete, and fair, remove all vibrations of misery and despair. Leave this place and these fine things fresh and bright and pure. Holy as your own fine self, bright, complete, and sure. Lovely, powerful Shiva, our thanks to you we give, that from your sweeping power, beauty, may we live. You may not feel inclined to practice as a healer, but you owe it to yourself to develop the ability to call in the blue light whenever you sense a need for it. Let us heal our bodies, minds, and spirits with light. and share the good with others. Sparkle blue with peace, health, joy. Thank you for the privilege of sharing the light. Blessed be with renewal, good health, good life. Love to you, Sammy. So we're sending that energy out. We're sending out the energy of creativity, the blue light, infinity, healing, and lots and lots of love as part of our decision to accept the bounty of the universe. Now, as we switch over to the ceremonial part of our conference call, our magical invocation part of the conference call, we're going to do just little Gnostic magic on choosing the form of our personal prayer today. Basically, I was writing a gentleman in Paris today about the Gnostic magic. He was asking about the book, and I was talking about how it's an extension of the Ishtar magic book. But basically, in Gnosticism, you have an awareness of the duality of existence with day, night, male, female, black, white, good, evil, all the different varieties of duality that make up all aspects of the universe. So in the Gnostic magic attitude, we're taking a negative thing that we would be free of, and we are sacrificing it to an energy-transforming personality that has its opposite power. Like if you felt like you had a lack of fun in your life, you could sacrifice that to Pan and accept Pan's fun and frolicking good times. So that's basically how that magical system works. And so my prayer today that I'm going to write and then burn up in the prayer bowl once we get the ceremony started will be Abraxas, which is a very powerful name of central management of the universal forces. I'm going to say thank you for reprogramming the negative energy of my past into my new good fortune. And that's going to be my personal little prayer, and I'm going to sign that. And it's time for you to get your little prayer ready. And we're now going to ask you to create a magical circle in your mind and to be part of that magical circle. And into that magical circle, I am going to offer up this burning sage, which has the energy of purity. And I'm going to ask that this space and everything within it is blessed and purified now on seven planes of reality. And now that we are creating a safe space, a sacred space for our ceremony, I would ask you to lend me your mind, for we are all magic minds. And let us reach with our creative energy into the lands of the East, the lands of the fire of beginnings, the fire of the sun, the fire of the light. And let us bring the creative fire into the East, into our circle, as we declare a crossroads of the universe, as we say, welcome, East. And then let us reach to the great West, the lands of the air, of ancient wisdoms and new wisdoms, of higher mind. And let us pull that great vitality and fresh beginning into our circle, saying, welcome, West. Let's reach to the earth, the the great vast treasury of the earth, the physical plane, and pull that green light, that loving light, that growth-oriented light into our circle, saying, welcome, South. And then let's reach to the north, the great lands of the sacred waters, the waters of light, the waters of healing, the waters of our fulfilled emotions, the water of our spiritual understanding, and say, welcome, north. And I declare this is a crossroads of the universe, and I choose to light a candle, and this candle will be placed on our power star. And this candle, I light the fire that is she. I light the island that is we, that together we may be. And into our circle I bring the light of the Mother and the light of the Holy Spirit, which connects all of us. So now, into the circle, we will add a thank you song. And sometimes people wonder about the various spiritual energies that we work with in the lab. If you want to think about it for a second, we have the celestial influences that are known by many names, like Ishtar is love, and Thoth is wisdom, Isis the moon, Bast, spiritual discipline, Abraxas, central management of the universe, Pan, fun spirit of nature. So this song is one of Al's songs, but we added Al in there. The original is Thank You Pan, Abraxas Bast, Thanks Ishtar, Puktoth, and Isis. Thanks Nurgle, Marduk, Ra, good things are coming our way. So we added Al in there, so we have Thank You Al, our founder and our fun friend, Pan, spirit of nature, Abraxas, central management of the universe, Bast, Saturnian influence of discipline, Ishtar, the power of love, Puk, power of joy and fun, Thoth, higher mind, higher wisdom, and Isis, my name, nature. You, Alan, Pan, with Abraxas, Bast, thanks, Ishtar, Puk, Thoth, and Isis. Thanks, Nurgle. Mardi Gras, good things are coming our way. Only good things are coming our way. And yes, we're all magical minds. And when we invoke the light with a spiritual intention and prayer across roads of the universe, spiritual forces, the light is magnified and our own spiritual potencies are also amplified. So we added that magical chant of thanksgiving into our circle, and now we are going to offer up our prayers into the prayer bowl. Abraxas, thank you. Thank you, Abraxas, for reprogramming any and all negative energy in my life experience. Whoa. I'm going to have to light this again. Thank you for reprogramming the negative energy in my life into my new good fortune. Thank you for reprogramming the negative energy in our lives into our new good fortune. Thank you for reprogramming the negative energy in our lives into our new abundant good fortune. So mote it be. Everyone is so welcome to burn up their prayer in their prayer bowl with knowing that we are offering up our prayers to the Mother of the Universe and the Creative Spirit of Light, and we know it is manifesting now. Here goes another one.
Thank you, Doug, for the frolicking fun.
Nice. And thank you for a complete manifestation of all positive requests in the ESP lab. Set that thing on fire. As the paper burns, as the smoke rises, you know, the mother of the universe and the father of the universe and the creative sparks of life that are with us do hear our sincere and heartfelt prayers and abundantly fulfill them, so mote it be. Now we're going to offer up into the universal forces this goblet of pure water, knowing water is life. And we say, Mother of all, Mother of the universe, bless us with your light. Bless us with your love. Bless us with everything we need for the health of our body, our mind, our spirit, on seven planes of reality. Pour forth your great inspiration and creativity that we may drink with you and we may share this water of life. Share with me this water of life. Now I'm adding my water to my doggy's bowl and I'm saying, share with us this water of life. And now we are going to offer up a prayer of thanksgiving, but also a prayer of protection. We do, now that we have invoked these creative forces, let's take it in, focus on adding this spell into our aura that we may be protected. And here's how it goes. We want to, and as Al Manning used to say, when in doubt, exercise. And in truth, we wash our clothes regularly, and we don't wash our auras and our minds and our emotions as regularly. We're less disciplined. But I would say when in doubt, exercise, meaning to choose to free yourself of negative energy, whether within yourself or externally. Now, as we start, we salute Mighty Ra in the east, lovely Isis in the north, wise Thoth in the west, powerful Osiris in the south, and we ask you for your help in building a powerful and protective large cone of energy, rotating in a counterclockwise direction, with the vortex at your feet and the cone extending outward and upward. Now assisted by guiding with your hands. And this chant is the last one I'll recommend for protection. Keep chanting and building the energy until you feel the solid cone of power. Then know that it has all the energy it needs to accomplish its happy mission, your personal peace, protection, and good fortune. Memorize the spell so that you can invoke the protection power at will. All spells and energy sent to me by fire of Ra, now purified be. By love of Isis, toward me be filled. Wisdom of Thoth bends you to my will. With the power of Osiris, you work for me. My success and health ever greater must be. All spells and energies now must help me, and as I will, so mote it be. Now note the names Ra, Isis, Thoth, and Osiris invoke the energies of the sun, moon, Mercury, and the earth. And now we want to ask the creative spirits of the light that are here invoked, who are here to work with us and help us, ask them to tune in to Willie in West Virginia and to put a cone of protection above her home, surrounding her home, filling her home, expanding out into her community to bring healing, peace, protection, and love of nature. We send love to the weather spirit, And we say, peace and love we send to thee. No longer angry shall you be. In love we live eternally. And as our will, so mote it be. And now we reach up to the sky and pull the creative power of the sky and all the sky spirits into our being, saying, the sky spirits love me. And then reach down to the treasures of the earth beneath your feet and pull that vast treasury into your being, saying, the earth spirits love me. Then reach out to all life everywhere and pull that creative energy into your being, saying, all life loves me. And then let us add, and I love me.
I love me.
It is done in togetherness. It is finished in togetherness, for we have set it in togetherness with Mother Nature and Puck and Pan and all the creative spirits that love us and are here to help us when we invite them to and appreciate with thanksgiving the work they do. And so to all the creative sparks of light in the universe, in the multiverse that are here, gathered to help us, we say thank you. Thank you for your love, friendship, and help, and blessed be. So now we extinguish the fire of the great creative force that we have invoked, knowing that once the light is invoked, there always. And as we extinguish the flame, we know that it is only a symbol of the greater light that burns within each one of us. So I thank you, and I will turn off the recording now. And I bless you, and I thank you for coming, and may the universe abundantly bless each one who listens to this message. So mote it be. And I'll be back to answer a question or two as soon as I stop the recording. Thank y'all.